tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
State of the Union tonight. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
We're going to have the majority, which could be 50% plus one precinct, of the results to be out by 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central. I will be at my TV set in my Liberty home watching that. And then State of the Union tonight, and we're looking forward to that. Then acquittal tomorrow, and we have speeches in the Senate, which we haven't heard much other than you said Rand Paul did what now?
Rand Paul had a big visual aid, like a placard made out, that was the text of his question that Chief Justice John Roberts refused to ask. He just said, no, I'm not going to ask that. I decline. And so Rand had it, like, printed out, big poster.
I put it on an easel.
Yeah, and then he read it, and it mentions the name of Eric Charamilla.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Why, ooh. Mm-hmm. In trouble?
Yeah, and actually, there's no ramifications for that.
Yeah, because he's on the floor.
Also, it's not illegal to say the guy's name.
No, it's not. The only person that can't say who it is the Inspector General.
Right.
Or nor can he confirm it.
Right, and just saying his name is not a tantamount to retaliation.
The name that cannot be spoken.
Yeah, Voldemort, all right.
Let's go to the phones, let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Make my day, my friend.
Hey, Dan. You know how Pelosi made such a show of the signing of the impeachment papers? I wish McConnell would do the same, that he'd get some pens made up and hand them out and make a real show of that. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny. I like that.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic to watch. It would sort of be an in-your-face type reply.
You know? So do you think Trump is going to hold back tonight? Or do you think he's... And just talk about the economy? Or do you think he's going to let both barrels fly?
I think he'll play it straight. He won't. I don't think he'll talk much about the impeachment. I'll be surprised, but you never know.
Yeah, I think what he's going to do is just talk about his accomplishments.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all positive and makes him look good. So why taint it with some negatives?
There you go. Because they're going to do it to themselves.
Right. Yeah, they're already doing that.
Time and time again. Joe, thanks for the telephone call.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Eldon. Eldon, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, man, you got to love Rand Paul. He just hands it to them.
He does.
Yes, he does. And I have two questions.
Sure.
When are you going to get Rodney in the studio? And you have to let us know a week before. And when are we going to get Rodney to run for office for something?
Ah, what would you like for him to run for?
It doesn't matter. Rodney's, when I hear him, it's like, oh, I'll pull the truck off the road, turn it up just to listen to him.
I like that. So, people tell me that a lot.
He's so knowledgeable, and he's so... I got Cajun buddies that come up here to hunt, and I go down there to hunt, and they're just different, and they think different, and which is wonderful, because he is Rodney's a true American. You that's all you can say.
Let me ask let me ask you a Louisiana hunting question.
Yes, sir.
Is there ever any alcohol involved?
Well,
after the hunt, right?
Yes, sir.
But I thought I'd save you there, Eldon.
There you go. Thank you.
I wouldn't want you to shoot a game warden that looks a lot like a deer.
No. No, they come up here to shoot deer. We go down there to catch redfish and specks.
I want to tell you, fishing down in the Grand Isle area of Louisiana is unbelievable.
And these guys know where they are, and they'll put them on you, and you can walk out of there with a cooler full.
Yeah, you go to one of these oil platforms, and you drop a line there. It is incredible what you'll catch.
It's amazing, and we have the best time. It's a give, you know, and we all have a lot of fun. So, but they're just wonderful people. I've known these guys for 30 years, and it's just been awesome. So,
are you drop fishing or are you trolling?
Casting, trolling, it doesn't matter. Depends on what day it is and what the fish are doing. And they know, and they will put you on them. If you've never been, you got to go.
Yeah. I love fishing down in that area.
Yep. Well, it is awesome. Well, first time caller.
Eldon, wow. Tell me about yourself.
I'm retired and live out here in the boonies. I'm a mile off the paved road and got 50 acres and stay busy.
What type of work did you do?
Overhead construction for years.
Overhead construction?
Is that putting up cable and power?
Okay, I got you.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been?
I wore out. You said, I couldn't keep up anymore.
Those young pups were taking you out. Tell me, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, Lord, since y'all started, and you and Joey are just awesome. I try to listen as often as I can. Which is pretty regular, but since you started, it's been a long time, probably 6-8 years.
That is great. Eldon, I really appreciate that. Now, give me your month and day of birth.
11/8.
Okay, we're going to put your name in twice. Once for being a caller, a second time for being a first-time caller. Your name's going to go in the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yes, sir, I have, and it's awesome.
What is your favorite thing at Sweet Creek?
That smoked provolone that Red Top talks about is pretty awesome. But everything down there, it's like coming home with a Christmas present for yourself.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, if you like chocolate, try the chocolate fudge and get some vanilla ice cream and put it on there. It is incredible. I treated myself with a bowl last night, matter of fact.
I heard. I had ice cream last night, but it didn't have... I heard you talking about the goat cheese stuff, the goat milk.
Goat milk.
Stuff.
Goat milk chocolate. Yep.
Yes, I heard you talking about that, and I went, oh, my.
Oh, it is absolutely incredible. And Karen said to me, that, you know, if you don't like it, you just bring it back and we'll give you money back. I said, I cannot imagine anything that I would not like here at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Well, the cool thing is about going down there is you're not scared to try anything because everything's wonderful.
Yeah.
It really is. The vegetable's just phenomenal. So it's a really jewel. It's a jewel for Montgomery, and everybody's so nice. It's just a pleasure to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, I have a friend from Andalusia that's going to come visit here, and one of the first things I'm going to do is take him there.
Well, I've heard you say that before, and when I have guests, I take them there. It's like, oh, cool, let's go. It's
well,
a road trip.
Particularly if you want a nice place where to go have lunch, and there's kind of family That's feel true. To it and other things to yep. do. I mean, you can go to a restaurant. Yeah, I used to go and do Mexican food for lunch on a Saturday. But I tell you, Sweet Creek Farm Market is so good.
Well, I've had the grandkids down there on some of their special events, and it's just fun. It's just really, really nice.
Have they done the hayride?
They have done that before, yes. But we just, it doesn't matter. You know, they live in the country, too, but they have critters, but they still like, you know, watching there, so.
I like that. That is really good.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Elton, I've got your name in the drawing. When do we do the drawing?
Friday afternoons from 2:30 to 2:45. Don't
Bingo.
Load you up.
There you go. What? Yeah, don't load me. That's exactly right. So what's in that gift basket?
$60 worth of whatever I want to put in there. Oil or the wife, probably. we'll half it.
You're a smart man. You want to sleep
yes,
in. I can tell if you win, you want to sleep inside that night.
Yes. My dogs love me, but I don't want to sleep with them. They smell a little funny.
Unless you have to.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, hey, Eldon's a handle, okay?
Okay. Well, Eldon the handle, we're going to put you down. We have your birthday?
Yes.
And so...
Yes, will they know that? All right, my birthday doesn't. That's all that matters.
Yeah, what will happen is if you win, you'll call in, you'll give us your real information, I'll send it down to Reed and Karen, and so you'll be ready to go. If you win on Friday, you'll be ready to go Friday night, probably.
I'm going to win it.
You're in it to win it, huh?
I'm in it to win it. I feel it. Thanks, guys. I love the show. And talk to Rodney and get him in there.
I've told him.
I've heard you.
He was
going to
be off, and I said, come on in. Come and break bread with us. Spend some time with us.
Where does he live? Isn't he local?
Up in Clinton.
Well, that's where my son lives. So, hey, he can make that drive. I'll go get him.
He's a truck driver. Driving is nothing to him.
Oh, I know. Well, he can park that truck over there, right?
There you go.
All right, man. Hey, love the show. And thank y'all thank you so much for what y'all do. Because you just amazed me. You and Joey both. So, I enjoy it, and the information we get is phenomenal.
I appreciate the kind words.
Thank you, Alden.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Did we do Ducey number three? Well, we're thinking about that. Let's do Steve Bannon number two. This was from yesterday. Interesting something he says here.
Guy and gal out there knows they're feeling what this president has put into place. I was talking to one of the drivers the other day. He said to me, my wife and I were just able to buy a house. We are so happy. I mean, the average person out there understands how these policies are impacting them. Take that to Iowa. Let's talk Iowa for a second. The DNC now changing the rules so that Michael Bloomberg could be on the debate stage. Bernie is leading in Iowa. What's your take?
Well, let's talk about what happened over the last 48 hours. President Trump always says it's a rigged game. The most important thing that comes out in the last week of Iowa is the Des Moines Register poll. It didn't publish. And the reason it didn't publish is that it has some technical problem. I guarantee you, when they get to the bottom of this, and that comes out in a couple days after the caucuses, Bernie would have been up a couple of points, okay? They're trying to stiff Bernie because the centrists there are in a panic mode. And so the whole thing is rigged, and the Democrats, and particularly the Bernie Sanders supporters, should understand you're playing in a rigged game. Michael Bloomberg, who really, now you're seeing an oligarch come in here, an oligarch that's committed $2 billion not to make himself president, $2 billion just to defeat Donald Trump. And here's the thing.
You don't think he wants to be president?
I think, but look, he knows he's not going to beat Donald Trump. He knows he's not going to win the nomination.
You said he wants to be something else.
He's basically doing a leverage buyout of the Democratic Party is what he's doing. He's an LBO of the Democratic Party to control the Democratic Party, to select who their candidate's going to be, and use his capital, okay, in organization and technology to defeat Trump. And that's why this is very dangerous. Now you're seeing an oligarch actually step over, has no chance at all to actually defeat Trump as a president. presidential candidate do something that's much more dangerous to this republic. That's why it's got to be followed, and it's serious. Remember, he can apply capital like nobody else. He's worth over $70 billion.
Wow.
So he can put this to work. But
money matters.
Here's the point about the actions. There's no personality out there that can beat Trump, and there's no set of policies. The policies are so radical. Trump's policies have blue-collar people outperforming white-collar, finally, as far as wage growth goes. This is a striver's economy built by Donald Trump with his tax cuts and particularly his deregulation. He's now got the nation hitting on all cylinders in a troubled world economy, okay? And this is why Bloomberg, Nancy, remember, he would never have been impeached if Bloomberg hadn't given Nancy Pelosi $100 million for her candidates. He won 21 of those 20. He's taken $100 million of advertising during the impeachment just to hammer Trump.
That was interesting. He reminded us about the Des Moines Register poll.
Right.
And he kind of suspected that Bernie Sanders was leading in the poll, so they burned it. And so now, getting to Papa B's thing, Bernie actually does win it. Biden is fourth. Elizabeth Warren, their person, is third. Amy is somewhere down below Biden. But by taking something and holding it for 24 hours or 48 hours, that does kind of bake the cake a little longer. And it's not important. I mean, think about what's going to happen when they do these numbers. You have State of the Union. You've got the speeches from the floor tonight, today, and tomorrow, acquittal. That's going to just knock that out completely. With the way it was set up, but they came up with it last night, that would have been a clear run story all last night and all today. Let me go to a break. Connie, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Heading towards the bottom of the hour, the last hour of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, good afternoon. Before I get sidetracked, I want to be entered in the Sweet Sweet drawing.
What do you think, Joey? Fulcani, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And it's September 3rd.
9-3, okay.
Okay. That was the funniest comedy show I have seen in a long time. We laughed so hard. My daughter in Montana, we were messaging all night and just cracking up. That was hilarious. So, I thank Iowa for the comedy show last night.
Ah, okay. The Iowa primary. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I mean, you just can't make this up, okay?
They're crazy.
And my daughter lives on Twitter, and basically, so I always get the news before it's news. And so today, the hashtag is now hashtag Mayor Cheat, because they say, you know, he cheated, but his campaign, they gave over $60,000 to the folks that developed that app. And
Mayor Pete's campaign did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember our rule, Connie. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Well, I know, but I only go to sites like Gateway Pundit and Breitbart. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, but Gateway Pundit is not necessarily a reliable source.
Okay. But that one might have been on Breitbart. But anyway.
Well, Breitbart's not too far behind Gateway Pundit.
They showed the guest list for tonight for Trump, and there's somebody from Montgomery, Alabama.
Who's there from Montgomery, Alabama?
His name is Paul Morrow, and he has opened a contracting business, a new concrete plant, and an opportunity zone in Montgomery. He's a veteran. And there's also a guy from Minnesota who he was a veteran. He got addicted to drugs, lost his family, had been in prison, was living out of his car. And thanks to this Opportunity Zone law that got Trump passed under Trump, now he has a he works in the carpentry business, construction business,
mm-hmm.
and got off drugs, got his family back, and doing well. And I hope Trump, I wish he would talk, because I wasn't really too aware of this Opportunity Zone thing. I mean, I had heard briefly, I remember a while back, about it would offer opportunities, but he really needs to give us information on that in his speech would be great. Because it's a very good thing.
That would be. Are you looking forward to the State of the Union tonight?
I am, but I hope he stays away from impeachment. I don't want him to, like, go after people. I want him to stay positive and just point out little good things and just like this Opportunity Zone. Let's say what we're doing really great for helping people get out of poverty and stuff. And don't go after Democrats. Just keep it positive and upbeat. I don't want him getting into the weeds there with the impeachment thing.
Nor do I. Connie, I've got your name in the drawing. When do we do the drawing?
Friday between 2:30 and 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
Ooh, $60 worth of goodies that I get to choose from Sweet Creek.
There we go, from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Have you been there?
No, my husband has, but we live up almost to the Coosa County line. We're in Elmore County, and you know that's South Alabama, and I don't get out that much. So, but anyway,
that's not
if I get
Sweet
this,
Creek's not
them.
South Alabama. Sweet Creek is south of Montgomery.
Well, I'm sorry, south of Montgomery. Not South Alabama, south of Montgomery. But
okay, I don't want you to think you have to drive to Brundage.
No, I don't really go that much anymore. So, but anyhow, but if I win that, I'll go with him.
I like
he's
that.
He's been, and he loves it, so.
Connie, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day, my dear.
All right, you too.
My Rendo, you're up to bat.
How y'all doing, fellas? Well, quick, before I get to the question I want to ask you, I think that's about the only time that he can talk about the stuff he's done is at the State of the Union, because they're not going to report all the stuff. He's done so much more than that, so much more. It's unbelievable, really, but they ain't going to tell it, so you got to go find it or just hope that he puts in a speech that they can't turn the TV off. But my question is about the voting up in Ohio. Do you think they held it back and only they're gonna keep out the 50 that they need, the 50% tonight, so they can keep the polls that they've been putting out leading up to this? Because we all, you know, even you said, you know, sometimes the polls, they fake them to make, you know, one candidate look better than the other. And this would have showed that their polls were lying, and the American people would have saw it for themselves. Is that the simple? I mean, is that why they kind of hold it back? You think?
I don't know, but let me tell you something. A smart political person is going to be able to see real quickly the numbers and kind of compare them to 2016 and kind of see if there's some problem. I mean, for example, the state headquarters is in Des Moines. Polk County is the largest voting area in Des Moines. They should have every single Polk County precinct in every county within, say, a 45-mile radius of Polk County, of Des Moines. I mean, it's just, and which is a big chunk of the population, by the way. I think the only precincts you would miss would be the ones that are in the rural part between Des Moines and Marshalltown, for example.
When was the first time you heard about them going to release 50% of it this evening? When was it? Did you? I mean, like
they, when I walked into the studio, Joey,
it broke about 11:45.
Okay, so they didn't. I guess tenfold. I just wanted. I didn't know if it was brightener this morning.
Well, that was
very late. And they changed it. Joey said it was 4, now they're making it 5.
Well, and there's all sorts of folks, and I actually think these are legitimate questions asked. It's a rigged game, or there's something, you know, going on against Bernie. That very much is possible, and I was bringing that up earlier today as well. But let's not underestimate just human stupidity and incompetence.
Because we got plenty of that.
And what was the reason they was going this way? Was this supposed to make it faster, easier?
It was supposed to have been faster and more comprehensive.
And can we look at that? Can we download the app?
What you are going to do is, if you punch in Iowa caucus returns, you're going to get a county by county that you're going to be able to see the vote by each county. And it's not up, obviously, yet because they haven't posted it, but New York Times has got a good site. Des Moines Register has a good site. That's who I was plugged into last night.
Yes. So this is more or less them trying to make Bernie look bad and make Biden look good.
It could be, as Joey said, it could be just stupidity on a group of political folks within the Iowa Democratic Party. It could be some people went, oh my gosh, Biden is getting his butt kicked, Bernie's winning, Buttigieg is number 2, and what we need to do is bake this cake for another 24 hours
right. So
it kind of gets out of the snake, it gets out of the information pipeline, and becomes old news, and it doesn't become that big of a deal.
Yes. And I know you probably have, I mean, is it, can you go further than the Ohio Democrat caucus paying for this app? Can you go
Iowa, and believe it or not, Nevada has the same app as Iowa did.
Nevada, I think it's
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, is this the first year they used it too?
Yep.
Nevada? Thank you, sir. All right, now I got somewhere to go to. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Man, thank y'all, man. Bye.
Bye,
Ren. News Tone 92, that Ohio is throwing me off here. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Most of the results from last night's Democratic Iowa caucuses are expected to be released in a few hours. The Iowa Democratic Party blames computer coding issues behind the delayed release of results. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight.
An administration official says the president's speech will focus heavily on health care access, prescription drug costs, immigration policy, the strong U.S. economy, and national security.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Members of the Senate today are voicing their opinions on the impeachment trial of President Trump ahead of tomorrow's vote. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Republicans refused to get the evidence because they were afraid of what it would show.
The Republican-controlled Senate is expected to acquit the president tomorrow on the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our little spring preview continues today. Breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid 60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I think I may have found a dog, a labradoodle.
Yeah?
Black, yeah.
Aw.
I'm going to try to go down and see it on Sunday.
That's a lot. Like a full-size, like a lab, like a 50, 60-pound dog?
Or? It will grow up to be... Okay. 45 to 50 pounds.
Okay, well.
I'm looking at the mom and dad. But we're going to try two of them out and see which one likes me the most. Okay. They, you know, dog picks you, you don't pick the dog.
Oh, of course.
Dog goes, you're the one.
That's even more true with a cat.
Oh, yeah. Because the cat will go, I'm out of here. The hell with this stuff.
Yeah, cats just usually, they're not impressed at all.
Like, maybe you throw a credit card in on the deal, I might be impressed. But other than that, nah. I thought the Steve Bannon thing was interesting. So, let's do this. Let's go to John McLaughlin, President's poster, talking about Iowa.
As we await official results still from Iowa, the candidates are already turning their attention to New Hampshire. So who has the most momentum ahead of next week's crucial contest? Here to break down the numbers, Trump campaign pollster Jim McLaughlin. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate having you here.
Thank you. So, great to be here.
Well, let's break down some of the numbers so far. We brought these up earlier. A very small number of precincts reporting so far, just 1.87%. But so far, Bernie Sanders is in the lead at 27.71%, followed very closely by Elizabeth Warren, then Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and then way down there, just above the uncommitteds, Joe Biden. So your take on these numbers so far, even though they're so small, and who do you think is going to go home with the win eventually?
You know, it's really interesting because I thought Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm.
speech, I thought, was he seemed very confident. And he's released some of his own numbers. And you're looking at it, what looks like the real loser tonight was Joe Biden. Because it looks like he may have come in fourth or he may have come in fifth. Supposedly, there are anecdotal stories where people are saying that he wasn't hitting the 15% threshold.
I saw those coming in.
In quite a few of the caucus places. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it looks like Bernie did well tonight. You know, it's yet to be seen who came in second. Some are saying it was Buttigieg. Some were saying it was Warren.
Yeah.
But it looks like, you know, Bernie Sanders had a really good night tonight.
Joe and I were talking off microphone. I saw my first iPhone-type video of the caucus just a little while ago. Now, imagine how many people go to these caucuses. They're there for a couple of hours. Somebody's got to have some videotape of this stuff.
Yes.
Now, I saw some camera network types, Fox and those kind of people, going through, and they're going, here are the Bernie Sanders people, and here are the Buttigieg people, and here are the Biden people. The Biden people look sad. But there's going to be a, you know what, pot full of video out there somewhere, talking to people and excited about the time. And if I were the Buttigieg and that kind of folks, I'd get that stuff out real fast, because I think, you know, Sleepy Joe, I think I would do the Sleepy Joe and his compatriots also, because that would be a good, that could be a very hard-hitting without trying to confront somebody on the debate stage. That would be a piece of video you could throw out there and get a result and not be accused of stabbing somebody.
Yeah, I think you should get that. And I think Buttigieg and Bernie both spiking the football last night is somewhat warranted, because
and Biden saying, well, we're waiting, I hope they do due diligence in this thing. He was copping out.
Biden needs the Monty Python defense. Run away! Run away! But, like, Buttigieg's campaign says, we won. Bernie's campaign says, no, we won. Both agree the other guy is in second place. So they took one and two together. And so they essentially had about the same amount of delegates. I think you get a little bit more if you win it and you end up in first. But they're both in the 20-something percent range.
Let's listen to Jim Williams, John, my old friend John, who's since passed away, and tell him about the speeches by the candidates. Listen in.
It's interesting, and you mentioned how his team released their own numbers, so you would think they would feel fairly confident in those numbers in that they released them to begin with, because if they're wrong, then their team's going to look pretty bad.
No doubt about it. And you do want to keep, from that standpoint, you want to keep expectations low.
Right.
But he did sound like he was very confident. You know what also struck me? You had all these campaigns you had, whether it was Klobuchar coming out, Buttigieg, or Biden coming out. You watch their speeches, and I'm saying, what's their message? Mm-hmm. They didn't, other than saying attacking Donald Trump, they didn't really have a message. But if you look at Bernie Sanders, whether you like him or not, he's got a message. He's got his class warfare message. He's got that he's going to stand up to the corporations and he's going to stand up to Wall Street. And I also think what he's doing is setting himself up. He's trying to set the contrast now versus Mike Bloomberg on Super Tuesday.
I agree with that. And the message is out. It's just, you know, we hate Donald Trump. And that's not going to get you elected. Bernie Sanders has a message. Totally disagree with it. But he is appealing to that. And remember, it's a shrinking base. The fact that those numbers, the turnout, were low. And let's say he got 28% of the vote. He got 28% of a lower number than what Hillary Clinton's vote was. That's not good. That's not good. And people go, well, Bernie got 49%, so why did he go down so much? Because you're dividing it up among 10 people. And the fact that you have those people getting voter turnout and they couldn't turn out a bigger number than 2016, when you had two people, now you have at least five that has some kind of mechanism that was helping. I tell you, that is huge. Looking for Chuck Todd to see what he's going to say about it. Jim McLaughlin on who showed up to vote last night and best to take on Trump.
But it's interesting because he would not be described as someone that's fairly moderate. And we did this poll, Fox News, yeah. Fox News voter analysis, which asked, you know, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative? Only 25% were very liberal. 51% were considered themselves moderate.
Yep. But, you know, it's interesting because those moderates in a Democratic caucus, they're not your typical moderate that you'll see in a battleground state. Mm-hmm. You know, they tend to be pro-choice. They tend to be more liberal when it comes to issues like spending and taxes and whatnot. But the other thing is this. Bernie Sanders probably got maybe 30% of the vote, give or take, but that's enough to win. Now that you have this crowded field and whatnot, 30% is what you need, and he really just needs a plurality. He doesn't need a majority.
Well, you mentioned all the candidates, you know, in their speeches tonight talking about President Trump, just beating President Trump. So then that leads to our next question, which candidate has the best chance in a head-to-head matchup with President Trump in November? And you can take a look at the numbers that we found so far. 49% Biden, 44% President Trump, 49% Sanders, 46% President Trump, Elizabeth Warren behind President Trump, Pete Buttigieg behind President Trump as well.
You know what? I don't think anybody scares Donald Trump right now because I've seen polling in battleground states right now. Well, you know, a place like Wisconsin, which used to be the so-called Blue Wolf, recent poll had Donald Trump there beating Joe Biden pretty significantly, beating all the crucial Democrats. Same thing in North Carolina.
General Love is pretty good. Let's listen. Pete Buttigieg, who did a whole series on Sunday, he was doing the rounds last night and this morning. This is from CBS Morning. Pete Buttigieg, the postmortem on Iowa.
Democratic presidential contender Pete Buttigieg joins us now from Concord, New Hampshire. First on CBS This Morning, as you know, he's a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. How frustrated are you today?
Well, I think it's safe to say no one in the country is more impatient than I am to hear the official results from the party. But we've also put out the results that we've got from over 1,200 districts. Our precinct organization reported based on the procedure that they were trained to do. And based on that, it was a phenomenal night for us.
Yeah, we heard you say we're going on to New Hampshire victorious. But how can you do that when the official results are not in? Shouldn't you wait?
We have the results from our organization, and if you look at what we were able to do, what happened last night, the fact that this campaign was able to gather support in urban, suburban, and rural areas alike, in counties that Hillary Clinton won, counties that Donald Trump won, we are thrilled and absolutely consider that a victory.
The state party called the campaigns to an emergency meeting last night. What did they tell the campaigns about what the problem was, and when do you actually expect to see official results?
As far as I know, we still don't have a time for when they're supposed to let us know the official results. Again, safe to say nobody's more impatient than I am, given how fantastic everything we've seen was coming out of last night. But what we do know is that there is a paper trail that they'll be verifying this based on paper, and given whatever happened technically, that's good news.
Doesn't he sound confident?
He does.
And I would think with his organization that he had, it wouldn't be haphazard. He would actually have laid out, you know, how many people were there. And everybody had someone there, so they had to report back.
And all the talk has really been about Biden, Sanders, and Bloomberg getting in. Apparently Bloomberg just, like, doubled his ad buy after this fiasco last night. He approved it, got more staff. But if Buttigieg doesn't need South Carolina in the Deep South. I think because you don't need that in the general. If Buttigieg could do well in Super Tuesday and other parts of the country, he really could have a chance.
Well, he does well in New Hampshire, and Biden and Buttigieg, and Biden, if Sanders and Buttigieg both do well in New Hampshire and did well in Iowa, that's an interesting team that may come out of this thing. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show is going to be back with more right after this.
Know whether he's coming or going, but But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedule. Or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey is making me laugh. Rose is in the studio cleaning things. We're going to be a germ-free zone here.
Oh, yes.
She's going to come in here with a hazmat suit on one time, Joey.
Oh, it's needed.
With a sprayer?
Yeah.
I love it. We'll go sick her on the coronavirus. I haven't even gotten to the coronavirus stuff yet. The numbers that are starting to be reported on the coronavirus are like crazy. Mayor Pete, claiming victory. Listen in.
Gail's point, Mayor, the Sanders campaign also saying they're essentially victorious. There are people online saying that your claim of using the V word is, I think the hashtag is Mayor Cheat. In retrospect, do you think it was a little premature to take the stage and use the V word?
No, I mean, looking at what happened last night, looking at all of the data that we've got, it was an extraordinary night, and we are absolutely victorious coming into New Hampshire. I mean, this is a campaign that when we launched a year ago, people said, you're not a senator, you're not a national name. What business does somebody from a mid-sized city in the middle of the country have running for president? Said we shouldn't even be here. And now, here we are in the position that we are in, coming into New Hampshire for what we think will be another historic night a week from today.
Yeah. What do you say now to people who, when the results come in, are now questioning the integrity of the results?
Well, again, the good news is there is a paper process that can verify this. And, of course, the way the caucus process works, folks are in the room. They see how everybody aligns. So it's verifiable, but still very, very frustrating.
There's a certainty about his voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he keeps talking about paper trail. So I think he feels like he's got the evidence on his side. And again, if you had Bernie at one, number two, Buttigieg right behind him, but then Biden is fourth and down by 8-9 points, which I think is the case we're going to find, that's huge.
That's what the Bernie campaign is claiming. They gave out their internal numbers, and that's what they're claiming.
Now let's listen to him. He's talking about a broad victory, and I've got a problem with what he says here.
You and the other candidates have been very careful to not undermine party unity as you campaign against one another. But now we have this chaotic result coming out of Iowa. Does the fact that there are now multiple candidates calling themselves victorious, does that create chaos that helps the president? It's been a narrative that the Democrats don't know what they're doing.
We are competing, and you're going to see this competition play out. But what we all know and all agree on are the values that bring us together and the absolute need to deliver a new and better presidency.
I would imagine at the White House they are doing the hula today because it does look like a hot mess for the Democrats. What does it say that the Democrats couldn't get something so important right out the gate?
Well, again, I'm certainly feeling impatient and eager to get those official numbers. I hope that doesn't take away from the extraordinary thing that happened yesterday, that across communities, large and small, regardless of how those counties had voted in the past, including a lot of the counties that famously swung from President Obama to President Trump, we have demonstrated the ability to put together that that coalition that is going to beat Donald Trump in the fall.
That is just, I'm sorry, Pete, but that's not the way it works. I mean, if you want a county that went from Obama to Trump and you win it, that didn't mean anything. Now, if you got more votes than he got, that would be something different, but you didn't.
Right.
Under any circumstance, you didn't, because, again, the overall number is lower. And folks, that's what you need to concentrate on. You're dealing with a smaller pie, and you're dividing it up more ways, and people don't give a you-know-what about any of this stuff. Let's do this. Let's go to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz smacks down Iowa. He knows something about Iowa because he won Iowa in 2016, the only place he did win.
What would your reaction be if you were competing in Iowa and the polling didn't work?
Look, this is nuts. You would be frustrated. You'd be angry. These candidates have spent months, if not over a year, busting their rear ends. I mean, knocking on doors. I feel bad, really, for the volunteers. I mean, going into an Iowa caucus, it is a labor-intensive. You've right. got people. We had people in 2016 who moved up from Texas, who moved from states all over the country to go to Iowa, and were out in the snow knocking
you
on
won
doors.
It.
We did, and that's a big deal. When you get the results that you've won, I mean, it was a 17-person field. You know, the Dems got their field narrowed down before Iowa, but that's frustrating, and it's particularly frustrating for the surging and the insurgent candidates. A Joe Biden is perfectly fine with this outcome because the headline in all likelihood this morning would have been something like Bernie Sanders wins Iowa. That has a big impact. The reason you invest in Iowa rarely wins the race, but it typically calls the field. For a number of people, Iowa can lose the race. So, for example, when we get results, if Bernie has a big win and Warren is third or fourth, That's a huge problem. That's potentially fatal for Warren's campaign, because Bernie's likely to win New Hampshire. And there's going to be, as these things go forward, one far-left candidate. Bernie and Elizabeth are in a death match over there. On the other hand, if you have, say, Buttigieg, who does really well, and Klobuchar does really poorly, that's the same dynamic, because they're competing for another lane. And right now, everyone's just in chaos. The volunteers who work so hard, I am sure there were tears of frustration.
Tears of frustration for those volunteers. Man, that stock is just flying. Let's go to number three on Ted Cruz, talking about Adam Schiff, one of our absolute favorite people.
But some of the chaos that's happened on the floor goes against revolving around your ex-professor, Professor Dershowitz, who famously said that you were probably his smartest student and most astute student. Adam Schiff has gone so out of control with some of his proclamations. We thought this was just one we want to bring your attention to.
Can't trust this president to do the right thing. What are the odds, if left in office, that he will continue trying to cheat? I will tell you. 100%. Not 5, not 10, or even 50, but 100%. If you have found him guilty and you do not remove him from office, he will continue trying to cheat in the election until he succeeds.
Man. So he's just saying the president guaranteed will cheat if we do this again. Who is he swaying with these statements?
Nobody. And it was interesting. His closing, I thought Adam Schiff's closing was much less effective than his opening. In his opening, listen, Adam Schiff is a very talented trial lawyer. He tells a story. He paints a canvas. And he did an effective job for his side. By the closing, he was just pissed. And his closing was standing there basically yelling at the Senate, I can't believe you people aren't voting with me. I don't think that was effective. And I don't even think it was designed to be effective. I think he's just angry. And listen, we see that anger reflected among the far left base. The reason this impeachment happened is because the base is furious. They hate Donald Trump. And it's unfortunate that the Democratic Party today is defined by one thing, hatred of Donald Trump. Whatever Trump is for, he's against. If Trump tomorrow cured cancer, you would see the Dems screaming that he's contributing to world overpopulation.
I like that. Let me tell you what, when the Republicans get up to bat today and tomorrow, Adam Schiff is going to be a target of some of them, and they're going to baste him. Adam Schiff won't be in the room, but he will not be talked about finally.
Did you see what Mitch McConnell said? He said a lot this morning from the Senate floor. But
I didn't watch him.
Yeah, I like the one pithy line. He said, well, the Democrats think Trump is a bull in the China shop, so their solution is to bulldoze the China shop.
To get him out of there. Yeah, McConnell was very good. His words were very, very good. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. State of the Union tonight. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.